from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting on this glorious Wednesday edition of the Bill King Show, the Bill King program, however you want to term it, Brent Cianci in about 15 minutes, well, a little less than 15 minutes, actually, he will join us. That is Pick 6 Previews. Top of hour 2, it will be Mr. Blake Ruffino. He is down in the boot, down in Louisiana. We'll hang out with him a little bit as well on today's show. Note, just while it's on my mind, Rusty is tomorrow. I got Rusty confirmed. He could not do today, but he can do tomorrow morning. So we'll guest it up a little heavier on Thursday, along with TJ, that's tomorrow, and Dave Hooker in hour 2. Top of hour 3 tomorrow will be Rusty Manziel, and J.C. Sherbert checks in as well on the show. That is Thursday tomorrow. Today's program, Brent Ciancia and Blake Ruffino. Looking forward to that. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. That is the CTO line. That is there for you folks at any point. Any point. If you want to use it, then that is your prerogative. That is there for you. I do accentuate, I do promote mostly the text angle there. That is for folks who do not feel like otherwise they have a conduit to the show, a connection where they can communicate with the show. If you're on social media and you're happy there, I'm not asking you to move or anything. I'm just saying this is for those who feel like they do not have an avenue to reach out and opine to the show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill S. King. And you can email, if that's your way of doing things, email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Looking forward to it. Brett left me a note overnight about a couple of the teams that he's been studying most recently, and he said Arizona State and Virginia Tech. Couple teams that he's been looking at most recently. That'd be Kenny Dillingham and Coach Brent Pry. Trying to get things going. And tell you what, there is, we'll see if it's true. We'll see if it's accurate. There is, I don't know if I want to call it quiet, but there's some optimism about the Hokies coming up this year. One person that shares that optimism is Coach Pete. Coach Pete Cordelli, who's been talking about it here some on the show last few months. And we've got the playing portion down the road to get to prove what's right, what's wrong, what's true, what's untrue, all of that. But there's some optimism there. But we'll talk to Brett Sigancia, among other items. If you have questions about other teams, that's A-OK as well. But a couple that he's been studying up a little bit lately would be Arizona State and Virginia Tech. Talk to you about this maybe briefly the last few months regarding this transfer portal window we're now in. We're in day two. It's a 15-day window. Goes through the end of the month, through the end of April, where you can officially be in the transfer portal. And I mentioned the media went out of their way to drumbeat and make this one look like it's just going to be chaotic. It's going to be a tsunami, Bill, that you have never seen before in your life. And I mentioned various times, I'm very skeptical about that. There'll be some interesting players in the portal, but this need for the media to drum it up like it's just some wild and wacky lunatic transfer portal, wow, I can't believe who all's in there, is not the case. Now, could that change some here in the next few days? Could names pop in there that do make it pretty interesting or more interesting? Sure, that could happen. It's probably unlikely. They made it sound like Carson Beck and Nico Iamaleava may be in the transfer portal. Now, again, I'm being silly here. I'm exaggerating to accentuate the point. Yeah, I'm exaggerating to accentuate my point here, but it is funny how they tried to drum it up, and that is not the case. That is not what we're looking at right now. Yeah, can there be players in there that absolutely help you? Allen in Tampa. Bill, have you seen what's going on at Colorado? They're advertising players on Instagram. Four players on Instagram. Yeah, now let's go back. I will stand by my boy, Rick George, who's the AD at Colorado, and his idea to go way outside the box and hire Dion. And I've said from the beginning, however this works, I applaud the idea because Colorado is a tough gig. This is not 1990 Bill McCartney. It's a tough gig. It's a tough place to win. And just going to get the next guy who's in line is probably about a 90% chance of losing, meaning it's not going to work out. So I like the idea. Has Dion taken things too far? Is the environment so frenzied? Is it so crazy that it might implode? That's possible. That's possible. I don't blame Rick George for trying this at all. If it does eventually implode, I still applaud Rick George for thinking this way. But is Dion's antics way too far down the road? It appears that may be the case. It appears so. It appears the environment is incredibly difficult. And just simply running people off, I don't know. But players in the portal, They bring them in, but they run them off. They either they leave on their own or they get run off. But it is a it's an environment. If I'm Rick George, I would be concerned that this idea that let's say during the first 5-6 weeks of the playing portion of 23 looked amazingly good is starting to look worrisome. Would that be fair? I think so. I think so. I think that would be very fair. Now, if things do implode with Deion, what do you do next? I don't know if there's another outside-the-box answer for you. Colorado is not flush with cash flow to just go willy-nilly when it comes to if you have to go get the next coach. They're not. It's not like Arkansas going and getting Coach Cal, basketball analogy, or A&M spending money. It's nothing like that. This will be interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad. I wasn't thinking about that. I'm glad Alan brought that up. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey, also on the text line. Yeah, Alan just used the text line. But you're 615-844-5600. Jim says, it seems Rutgers is getting better players out of the portal recently. Is that because the SEC and the B1G have more of a national reach? Says, I'm going to the Rutgers-Virginia Tech game in Blacksburg this September. No, I think that's because Greg Schiano is really good at what he does. And he understands the Rutgers fit and the sales pitch better than any other coach they've ever had. That's the reason for that. Also, another irony. Have you seen some of these folks? This article that came out within the last couple of weeks, which is full of psychobabble about some futuristic 80 teams, 10-team leagues, and when I first saw it, first of all, I didn't even read. I got through maybe a paragraph or two, and I just bleep canned it. Can I say shite canned? Remember, that got me in trouble a few weeks ago. And I mentioned way back, do you think the SEC and the Big Ten's going to give up power in the name of some psychobabble fledgling idea like that? And now I see people saying this. I see folks saying that. Yeah, Birmingham, Hoover, Alabama, we're just going to give it up in the name of some psycho league. What? That's about the most foolish article and waste of killing trees for paper I've ever seen in my life. All right, coming up, we'll go up to Pennsylvania. Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews, Omni National Hotel.
Good morning. We start off with a terrible crash. If you're headed towards Chattanooga, it's going to affect your drive there on 24 going eastbound at the 132 mile marker. That's in Grundy County. As you start there up Monteagle Mountain and get a terrible wreck. If you're headed towards Chattanooga, you're going to hit this wall of traffic. It's building 24 west now, leaving Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Don't forget, it's closed in Williamson County on 840 eastbound there at Columbia Pike. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda's so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Ciancia, Big Six Previews. He's working on his football data for his release, which is later this spring. We're in a portal window right now, so everybody's cautious because of that. Two teams he told me he's been looking at here recently would be out west, Arizona State. That'd be Coach Kenny Dillingham. And then in ACC country. In Blacksburg, Virginia, the Hokies of Virginia Tech. That'd be Coach Brent Pry, who Brad Ciancia would be familiar with because he was the defensive coordinator for several years up there at Penn State before moving down there to Blacksburg. Brett, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great, thanks for having me on.
What have you discerned looking at those two teams?
Yeah, well, it's two programs that are going through rebuilds, and I think that with Brent Pry, Virginia Tech, they're just a year further down the rebuild path. You know, they took over 2 years ago, went 3-8, and then last year really turned a corner after September, and they found their quarterback. They found their franchise quarterback with Kyron Jones taking over, the dual threat guy, and then they found an identity with their offense, the big offensive line, a power run game. Their ball control, and then their defense is settling in. So I think with Virginia Tech, it's a program now in year 3 under Brent Pry. Brings back some 18, 19 starters, probably the most in the country, or one of the most veteran teams in the country, looking at returning production. The whole offense in its entirety is back. So you expect some gains there in the third year. So a lot to like from Virginia Tech. experience-wise, and they end up closing out with a 7-6 record. So a lot of momentum into year three.
There is, and I know Coach Pete Cordelli is with us on Fridays. There are folks out there predicting that the Hokies are going to have a really good year coming up. Now, I'm not sure how to define that, but perhaps a subtle threat in the ACC this year?
Yeah, they, you know, so far I've been through most of the ACC, and they have one of the most compelling cases when you look at it. So a couple of caveats to worry about is that when you look at their record last year, that 7-6 record, 5-3 in the conference looks impressive, but the five wins were against the five worst in the whole conference. And remember, with the ACC scheduling, it's all mixed up now. It's no Coastal or Atlantic. So some teams really benefited, and they were one of them. So, not to discredit what they did, it was still a strong performance, but those five wins were against the bottom five of the whole league. But with that said, even with the schedule increase, I think you'll see a better team this year from Virginia Tech. Really turned a corner there, like I said, after September. I like what they have in Jones. I like what they have in Tootin, the running back. They're calling this receiver core one of the best in school history, at least the most potential. You know, there was a chance that some of those guys could have transferred or gone pro, but they put out a joint statement, all four of them, saying that they're coming back for 2024. And that's really the theme this year. With Virginia Tech, probably called it retention, not recruiting. It was all about retaining his staff and retaining his players. They really fended off a lot of other NIL programs in the NFL to keep this roster intact for 2024. So very senior heavy, too, if you like that. So, yeah, there's a lot to like from Virginia Tech this year.
What about out there in Tempe, Scottsdale at Arizona State?
Yeah, so with Arizona State, it's just another rebuild situation. It's just, you know, 1 year less down the path. With Kenny Dillingham, he inherited a mess there this time last year. It was really a tough situation. He was taking over a program being investigated by the NCAA, had to take a self-imposed bowl ban, lost a lot of players to the portal before his first year, but really scraped together, I thought, a competitive team. And I know that might sound like I'm sunshine pumping, but, you know, I think that he did really well with his defensive coordinator hire, Brian Ward, one of the most improved defenses in the country last year. They held Michael Penix to his worst game of the whole season, almost beat Washington, beat UCLA, was a marquee win for them. I think on offense has some room to grow. I think that coordinator hire was a miss with Bo Baldwin. In fact, Dillingham took over the play calling after two games. He said, enough's enough, I'm taking the controls over. Has since fired Baldwin and is starting over with Marcus Arroyo, the old Oregon coordinator. So I think he's doing a good job. It's, you know, it's a tough situation, what he's dealing with over there. But they have some excitement, too. And I think similarly to Virginia Tech, they have a lot of pieces back. I don't think they're a threat to contend for the Big 12 overnight, but I think that this thing is going in the right direction. They could contend for a bowl at the very least this year.
Brett Cianci of Pick 6 Previews. Had questions earlier, prior to you being on, players leaving, getting in the portal from Colorado. Is Deion's program borderline imploding? Is this anything to worry about? Is it just typical portal chatter? What do you think?
Well, you know, I want to see what he brings in because we're still early on in this transfer era, and especially with Colorado, they're the outlier, the way that they just pumped in the whole roster in 1 year. So is this how it's going to be every year for Colorado, where they lose 30 guys but they add 40 guys every year kind of thing? So I'm not sure who they'll bring in yet. I want to wait and see. But as it stands right now, losing some of these top-notch guys, I mean, Cormani McLean was one of the headliners of the program last year. That was the five-star cornerback that he pulled away from the Florida schools and the SEC footprint, really one of his marquee recruiting wins. So if you're starting to lose your key recruiting trophies, that's not a good sign. So let's see what they backfill with, or if they get on the aggressive front and they bring in another top-notch recruiting transfer class here in the April and May window. But as it stands, it's not a good look to lose your best guys.
The media felt like it was their job, it seems to me, to pump up this 15-day window as some kind of tsunami, some kind of huge stampede. It has not been that at all so far.
Yeah, it aligns too early this year. I mean, most of the teams still have their spring games coming up Saturday, the 20th or the 27th. So I think we're about 20, 22 Power 5 spring games in, which will be about a third. So you still have two-thirds of the Power 5 teams still in the middle of their spring ball. You know, half the practice is still to go. So you don't have guys that are, you know, you have guys that are still in competitions on the depth chart. They're not going to hop in the portal as they're still competing. So I think we're still early for that process. And I think also seeing how record-setting the December one was, that cycle, so maybe more guys went earlier this year than last year. So, yeah, it has not been the craziness that was being forecasted so far.
Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, had a question earlier I want to pose to you. He's a big Rutgers fan. He says, it seems Rutgers is getting better players out of the portal recently. Is it because the SEC and the Big Ten have more of a national reach? Or what would be the reason there? I just said it's because Greg Schiano understands that job better than anybody else.
Yeah, I think that would be my answer as well. And good to hear from Jim. Yeah, I think it's more a Rutgers thing. I think take some credit for them. Look at their geography. They have that New York, New Jersey footprint. The North Jersey talent, as he knows, there's a lot of good ball up there. So, and with the transfer portal, what you see is that the location really matters. There's a lot of guys that might have left their home state on their first commitment, but want to come back home for their second or third school. So maybe they're benefiting from that. They're also seeing Rutgers fresh off of a bowl appearance, a lot of momentum over there. So, yeah, I think on that tier of football, they're proving themselves. So I think more testament to Schiano, what he's built again twice now, not just the first 10 years, but building it up again and wanting to come home to New Jersey. Because, yeah, the SEC's money has nothing to do with Rutgers. In fact, that just makes him more competitive. So, yeah, nice job by Schiano again.
I'm not a spring game guy at all. I always attempt to watch them and then end up not because I think it's full of fake football. But I understand there are a lot of people who like it, so I will ask you a question. Have you seen anything in these spring games, wherever, that has stood out to you?
Yeah, something stood out in Oxford, Mississippi. I saw Joey Chestnut take down 20 hot dogs at halftime. That was the highlight so far. You know, I use them as research tools. I don't think that they're entertainment. You know, I'll put on a highlight or a condensed broadcast of some of them and try and get some research out of it if I'm writing that team that week. Yeah, for example, Saturday, I didn't even get to watch any. I was busy writing other teams and researching other teams. But when it comes up to writing Ohio State, I'll throw it on and get a quick glance and see if I can glean anything from it. A lot of them now aren't even tackle. A lot of them are drills or practices or touch football. So, it's few and far between to get a real good read. But yeah, I think it's interesting what some schools are doing. Ole Miss making it more a fan fest, making it, you know, a lot of off the field stuff and, I don't know. You want to just generate excitement for the program. It's a big recruiting tool, big recruiting weekend. Get guys on campus, see a game day atmosphere, get the fans in the stadium for free or for really cheap. But I'll tell you, it is funny seeing people react about the spring game attendances in the stadium as if that's that's the biggest off-season trophy of them all, and people love getting fired up about it.
Spring game attendance does not predict your record coming up here. That's a pet peeve of mine, as you probably are aware. Do you think Kiffin's idea just to make it a fun day, family day, not really necessarily an on-the-field football day, is a wave of the future?
It could be, and he's been ahead of the game on a lot of this stuff. I mean, he's been great with the portal, the modern recruiting, even his modern offense. So he seems like a step ahead of everybody. So maybe he's on the right path of this. I saw that he was getting ridiculed by some for this, but I say credit to him. It was outside the box. It got a lot of attention. And he's doing just fine with recruiting and transfers. So I wouldn't question it. And seemed like the players enjoyed it. So yeah, maybe he's onto something with that. And I don't know. Maybe you can have both. Find a way to have both. Maybe have an internal spring game. That way they are still getting those game reps and that game competition, but then maybe something external for the fans. We'll see what happens, but I like both cases.
maybe some of it, Brett, would have to do with he's got a roster that is very veteran-oriented. And then the portal, it's not like he needs a whole lot of data on those guys that he brought in. He knows what he's got. There's no reason to go out there and get some dude hurt.
That's a good point. I mean, for a program that's based on portal recruiting, they've already proven themselves at that level. You know, you don't have these 18-year-old or early enrollees. A lot of these schools now, the entire high school class comes in early enrollee. It used to be where one or two or a handful, it was a big deal for a guy to come in early for spring out of high school. Now the majority are. So for those kind of guys, yeah, you want to see them with live action as much as you can. But if you're talking about a 22-year-old fifth-year bonus guy, yeah, you don't need to have him running out doing 60 snaps live action. So that's a good point.
Tell everybody, Brett, how they can get your football info when it's ready to be released.
Yeah, it's at Pick Six Previews on Twitter, picksixpreviews.com. That's the annual season preview book coming out mid-July. As always, hard copy edition is back along with the digital. And still 3 months to go, but we're hard at work over here.
All right, man. Have a good one. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
There he is. Pick Six Previews, Mr. Brett Ciancia. Jim and Jupiter, regarding Deion. Bill, Mickey Andrews has said Deion was not only the best player he ever coached, but the hardest worker. It's strange that Deion doesn't work hard at recruiting. Well, I think it's, I don't know that he doesn't work hard at recruiting, but it's obvious that he does not recruit the conventional way. And it is a question. Yeah, it is. That's very fair. Deion is obviously, and I'm not saying this necessarily as a critique. Partially, yeah. But not host of the show just bashing away. That's not what I'm trying to sound like. Deion is very self-absorbed. And Deion knows what his name means, and he knows what his career meant. And he knows how good he was. And he takes advantage of that. And you know what? Good for him. But some of that self-absorption probably ends up a problem because he's bullheaded. He doesn't want to hear what other people have to say or think about what he's doing. Doesn't want to hear the critiques. I don't know if Rick George, who's the AD there, his boss. I don't know how much Rick actually is his boss, considering you hired Deion. You're not going to push Deion around. But I don't know if he's got the ability to sit down with him and talk to him. And then Deion actually listened. I'm doubting that part. Yeah, I'm doubting that part. All right. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour.
Good morning. It looked like it was running a little bit slow a few minutes ago on 24 eastbound up there at Whites Creek Pike, just past Whites Creek Pike as you head towards OHB, again through the Jolton area on 24 going eastbound. Traffic's loading up pretty good on 24 west as you continue out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. If you're headed towards Chattanooga, a bad wreck at Montego Mountain this morning on 24, slowing you down eastbound on 24 at the 132-mile marker. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. Check it out. Today you can order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
This is what Alan was talking about. I guess this is Instagram. I don't have Instagram or any of that stuff. I've got Twitter. That's it. But it's a post here from Shiloh Sanders, who's a DB, Deion's son. And it says, defense transfers DM me. I don't know, maybe it's Twitter. Then it says, offense transfers DM Shedeur Sanders. It's the two kids. Now, they're ball players at Colorado. And Shadour's going to be a first-round draft pick, quarterback. Out publicly saying, hit us up if you're a transfer on my side of the ball. Now, the critique is, how desperate do you have to be here if this is where you're at? It does look a little silly. I'll say that. Yeah, I'll say that. Josh up in Picktown, Ohio. He says, bleep T-T-U-N, Bill, that's all I've got to say so far this morning. Bleep T-T-U-N, that team up north, you can insert whatever you think the bleep was. I can't say what the bleep would have been on these airwaves here. Just would not be right. mommy and little baby boy or girl could be in the car, and then, you know, just not good, not good. Jim and Jupiter, Bill Dion does not work hard at recruiting. He won't get on the road and go to a player's school or house. Yeah, Dion says if he does that, others might get jealous. I don't understand that. I don't understand that thinking. No, Dion, it's called hit all the schools and work your rear end off 24 hours a day. That's what it's called. I don't think Dion's going to do that. Can you imagine if Deion Sanders would go on the road just in his state of Florida, Fort Myers, his home, his upbringing town of Fort Myers, if he just started in Miami and worked his way all the way to the Emerald Coast, you know how many players he could attract? Just by Deion Sanders just came in my living room and talked to me and my family. Can you imagine how powerful that would be? I guess it makes you think, is Deion at Colorado simply to babysit his two kids, and certainly Shador, onto the NFL? I don't know how good of a prospect Shiloh is, but Shador Sanders is. And to sit there and be with them and enjoy it, and then when that's done, which is this next year, I assume, then just let the thing implode. If it's not already. Just to kind of be there as the dad, oversee it. I played 2 pro sports. I know that world as well as anybody could not know that world. And I'm going to be the dad all the way up until they get handed off to the pro game. And then God knows what we're going to do from there. What's he going to do when his kids are gone? Does he have any interest in building it, or is that it? It makes you wonder. It does make you. Yeah, it does make you wonder, for sure. And again, I like the hire, but it... The pathway here is concerning. Allen in Tampa. Bill, Deion is all about Deion. Thank God he is not in Tallahassee, Bill. Dan in the 813 down there in Florida. Bill, any comments on the positivity coming out of South Bend? Looks like the receiver out of FIU, Mitchell, was a huge pickup, and our linebacker recruit from a couple of years ago, Jalen Snead, who's from South Carolina, is starting to really show his presence, and the defense looks to be one of the better ones we've had in a while. Thoughts on that or anything you've heard? This, on paper, and, you know, you've heard me talk about Ole Miss, and I'm not about to say the same thing about Notre Dame because there's more of a history there, but this Ole Miss team, just for example, is the best on paper Ole Miss team I've ever seen. I can't take you back to Johnny Vaught when he was winning some Natties. But I can tell you in my time, which would start in the 70s, this is the best roster I have seen Ole Miss trot out ever. Now, what that means, it means they are definitely a playoff-type team. How far can they go? That is unclear. To Notre Dame, just to set that up, to Notre Dame, I can't sit here and say this is the best roster I've seen with all the national championships and everything they've got. And I know you're going to remind me the last one was 88. Yeah, but an incredible history of Notre Dame football. So I can't go there at all. Can't even come close. But I will say that this roster, this Notre Dame roster, is the best roster I have seen. I'd say dating back to the 90s. After 93, 94. I I really do. Anyways, we'll get to break here. Now, Dan, I'll elaborate you. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's starting to load up pretty good now on 24 westbound. As you come up out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville, see a wreck up there, 24 east in the Jolton area. White Creek Pike slowing down all that traffic that's coming in from Clarksville, trying to get through Jolton right now on 24 east. If you're headed towards Chattanooga, give yourself extra time. THP still working that nasty truck crash at Montego Mountain there on 24 eastbound at the 132 mile marker. Again, extra time towards Chattanooga. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to treat your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
All right, back to Notre Dame. And down in Florida's an Irish fan. I'd say this is the best Notre Dame roster lineup that I've seen in 25 years. Now, again, there have been some bad football teams in there, and Brian Kelly resuscitated the program and made it, I think, a top 10 type program again. And then Marcus Freeman has taken over, and this is year three coming up. I'd say on defense, the defensive line is very good. The Duke transfer is going to help them at the defensive end position, and they've got some depth there. I'd say the secondary is about as good as anybody's, led by All-American Ben Morrison. And I'd say the linebacking crew needs to be better. I'm going to pick on them. That group's got to be better. Jalen Snead had a good spring, is having a good spring. That's good. But So far, he's been a one-trick pony. And that trick is getting up the field. Other than that, he looks, instinctively, he looks lost a lot out there. Now, again, they are bragging on him this spring. We'll see if that translates to when you really get graded. But, yes, I saw that. I saw Coach Freeman bragging on Snead, Jalen Snead, out of big-name recruit out of South Carolina a couple of years ago. Now, on the offensive side of the ball, I don't think there's really anywhere where I would question them other than Riley Leonard needs to be healthy. He's had another procedure on that ankle, and again, that ankle injury comes from the Notre Dame game this last year, the Duke-Notre Dame game. And they need him to be healthy, and he's not healthy yet. So taking good, meaningful snaps and all that, live play and all that, has been few and far between for him. Now, are they pretty well off with Steve Angeli and the way he looked when he got to play and the depth they've created on that quarterback depth chart with Kenny Minchie and Angeli and now C.J. Carr's there? Yeah, they're well off at quarterback, but high end they need Riley Leonard to be healthy, which I think is trending. But you don't want to get into the summer and into August practice and he's still limping around out there. That's what I would say. Yeah, but I'm very high on them. Now that opener at A&M is a doozy. It's a 12-team playoff. You don't have to win that game or else, but that is a barometer, an early barometer for us to look at both of those teams. That's a somewhat sodium pentothal moment. But again, we're expanding this thing way out. You're not dead at all, not even close, if you lose that game. Charlie down in the 706 in Georgia says, Bill, if Deion was a serious coach, he would work every day in desperation mode to ensure he gets the best players he can at each position. He's not serious about this. Is he just babysitting his two guys and then it's off to the pros, at least for Shadur? What kind of prospect is Shiloh? I really don't know. I haven't looked into that. I've not spent a minute on it. We know who Shadur is. Shadur Sanders has several million dollars in. Remember we said we would take NIL because it's not NIL and put it on the verboten list. So I'm trying to get around saying that. But in whatever drip that's coming, Shadur Sanders is doing very well. His kids are taken care of. But is that his sole purpose, making sure the kids are good, kind of babysitting them, and then it's off to wherever? Hoptown Boy. You hear that? Thunder in the background. Bill, did you watch that football-baseball game last night between Kentucky and the Dirty Birds? Kentucky won 17-13. Baseball's flying all over Louisville. I did not get to see that game. Did Arkansas play Texas Tech, I believe? But no, I did not. I didn't get to see it. Johnny Vegas said, Bill, when the Sacramento State shortstop that everybody tried to get went to Arkansas, Sacramento State posted on Twitter they were looking for a shortstop and to DM them. What's the problem with that? I'd say the perception is, why would Colorado with Deion Sanders need to advertise through the two kids, DM us if you're a transfer on our side of the ball? Now, again, is there anything wrong with that? No. I mean, do what you got to do, but is that your route?
Now, Sacramento State, I'm just going to make a bold assumption, is very limited resource-wise. And it's baseball, which is limited. Colorado is a... They may not have money like Arkansas and A&M, but Colorado's got enough drip to where they don't need that. It just looks odd. Is there anything wrong with it? I mean, not really. Yeah, not really. Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill, Buckeye spring game attendance was important because it was a huge recruiting day for us. We had 22 recruits on the sideline. Those recruits saw 80K plus come watch a team practice. When we come back, Blake Ruffino will go down to the boot, see what's up. Blake Ruffino with us. Omni National Hotel.